So, hello everyone. Thanks for sticking by. It's the last talk of the day, I promise. I'm Leandro. I'm a database engineer at Bolt. And today we're going to be talking a bit about replication in TidyB and how to move data into and out of TidyB with some sample cases that we've used at Bolt. You probably heard of us. We're a ride-hailing company. We also do scooters and e-bike rentals and food delivery. And we've been growing massively over the last few years. It brings about some challenges in terms of database scalability. So I'll probably skip this. You probably got enough of TidyB today. The main thing about this is that it's MySQL compatible, and we're a MySQL shop. So that was one of the main reasons why we chose to migrate from MySQL to TidyB. For the compatibility, that means that our applications needed no or little rewriting. Another thing that helps us was it's quite easier to run at scale than MySQL. For example, if you want to do DDL on 5 terabyte tables, TidyB is your friend, whereas MySQL, you can do it with Ghost, but it's painful. So these are the scenarios that we're going to be looking at. The first scenario, which most people run into first, is migrating data from MySQL into TidyB. And for this, we use a tool called DM. Surprisingly, it stands for Data Migrator. And it's a separate cluster from your TidyB instances. It has mostly two parts, DM Master and DM Worker. The DM master is basically the brains of the cluster. It receives commands from the user, does task management, it monitors the workers. So it's basically management. Whereas the DM workers are basically the busy bees of the system, where they connect to MySQL, dump data, and also read the bin log to provide ongoing replication. The reason that you see multiple nodes, for example, multiple DM master nodes, is for high availability. So if one of your, if DM master goes down, you have two other nodes to fall back on, and your replication doesn't break. So some instructions on how to set up a DM cluster. I won't go too much into it. It's basically you define the nodes that you want, and you deploy it and start it up. Once you have your cluster running, you need to define some sources. Basically, a source is just a connection to a MySQL instance, and you can have multiple sources on your cluster. So a single cluster can read from multiple MySQLs and write into multiple TidyB clusters. You don't need an individual cluster per migration. Here are some examples of how to do this. So once you define your source, you don't actually have any data replication moving. For that, you need to start a task. And basically, all a task is telling it, I'm going to read from one or more MySQLs and write into a TidyB cluster. There's also a powerful filtering system, which you can do funky stuff with. For example, merging multiple shards into a single TidyB cluster. You can ignore SQL commands. For example, you can ignore deletes, so that if you want to archive all your data, then you can do it with this. You can do filtering, so just replicating part of your data, or renaming of tables. So it's quite a powerful filtering system. The task mode, it's basically you can do a dump and reload with no replication, have that and replication, or have just replication from a specific point in time. So it's a very flexible tool. This is an example of how to monitor your task from the command line. And you have the usual stuff, like if you're familiar with MySQL, you know what seconds behind master is. It's your replication lag. And you can also do this from the built-in Grafana monitoring. We didn't need to set up any of this. It comes built-in with TidyB. So it's quite a good monitoring stack there. So some tips. After you start your migration or your replication, you want to do a data consistency check. There's this tool called SyncDiff Inspector, which basically compares the table definitions and also the data at a specific point in time. This also works with TiCDC, which we'll see next. Another thing that sometimes happens is MySQL will purge some bin logs that you need in order to get replication running. So there's an option called RewayLog in DM to copy the MySQL bin logs locally so that you don't run into this problem. Another very useful feature is this ignoring ghost tables. So anybody that's done large DDLs on MySQL using ghosts, hi Shlomi, thank you. You'll know that it creates a temporary table, it duplicates everything. So DM is actually smart enough to ignore that and apply the changes downstream without needing any of that intermediate stuff. And the filtering I've talked about, one use case that we've done is we had a very large table in MySQL with int primary key, and we're running out of addressing space. So this was a good candidate to migrate to TidyB. What we decided to do is actually change the primary key at migration time. So you can create the empty table schema with big ints, primary key, and then use a filter to ignore the create table, start replication, and it will write into this new table with the big ints, primary key. So different scenario. Now, that was how to get data into TidyB. This is how to get data out of TidyB. Now it uses a tool called TiCDC, and this tool is actually part of an existing TiCDC cluster. It reads the data from TiKV, and it'll send it to a downstream sync. It can be another TiDB cluster, it can be MySQL, it can be Kafka. So it's quite a flexible tool for change data capture. You can add your TiCDC nodes either to an existing TiDB cluster, or you can add them when you're deploying your new TiDB cluster. And some of the limitations or requirements is that your tables need a primary key or a unique, not null key, in order to uniquely identify the rows that you're replicating. In terms of network latency, it's recommended under 100 milliseconds between your TiCDC nodes and your downstream MySQL, TiDB, wherever you're writing it to. So this is one scenario that we use at Bolt. When we do TiDB version upgrades, major version upgrades, the upgrade itself is online and rolling. There's no downtime. But if something goes wrong and we want to switch back to the previous version, there's no way to do an online rolling downgrade. So our strategy is the same old strategy of having a replica or a replicated TiDB cluster in this case with the old version. And in that case, if something goes wrong, you can just switch your traffic over to the original version. And setting this up is quite simple. You just load your data, you do a use BR to do a restore. And then you start your change feed from a specific point in time. You might have heard the term TSO, or timestamp oracle. And replication will start from that point in time. One gotcha is you might want to increase your garbage collection lifetime on your source TiDB. The default is 10 minutes. And usually that's not enough. So after you load your data, if it takes more than 10 minutes, then replication doesn't have enough back data to fetch from. So we usually put it 24 hours and then set it back to the original value. If you're from the MySQL world, this would be more or less how many bin logs, how far back the bin log goes. So TiCDC has the same filtering capabilities that DM has, and you can do all the same tricks there. To verify, you can check it from the command line and also from Grafana, as expected. And the next scenario is similar to the previous one, but using a different AWS region or another cloud region. The reason we use this is more for disaster recovery. In the unlikely event that the whole cloud region goes down, we want to have a running database system that we can switch to. It's basically the same thing as the previous scenario, but there's a few gotchas. Since we're running on different regions, latency is higher. So there's a possibility since 6.5 to put your CDC nodes in the downstream cloud so that they're closer to the downstream TiDB cluster and you don't have problems with latency. We ran into this, into Infinity lag because of this problem. And also another tip is, rather than having one single change feed from a source to target, try to have smaller change feeds. When we switched to per schema change feeds, our latency problems were reduced almost to nothing. So that's quite helpful. I won't be talking about TidyDB to Kafka because that's used by a different team in the company, but you can also do that. And the last scenario is replicating from TidyDB to MySQL. You might be wondering, why would you need this? We're already on TidyDB. Why do you want to go back to MySQL? The reason, again, is for insurance policy. So I'll show you a scenario that we've done. One of the migrations, we are doing multiple shards into TidyDB. So you can see we had multiple DM workers reading from separate shards and consolidating them into TidyDB. But then you see we used TidyCDC to replicate back to a MySQL cluster. The reason we did this is in case the MySQL to TidyDB migration went south, we needed to fall back into a MySQL-based system. So this is why we would use TidyCDC against a MySQL target. And I wish I had a little bit more time to go in depth, but you can see some of the PingCap tools that are available for replication. And I don't think we have any time for questions, but I'll be here tonight and tomorrow in the MySQL room. So if you have questions, feel free to grab me. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, I think all the end users are here, so if you have any questions, we'll stick around until they kick us out. And thanks for coming to our very first Cloud Native Databases Ev Room. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.